I started like experimenting with my gender during like sixth grade, and I thought I was gender fluid. And then during 10th grade or 9th grade, 10th grade, I was like, no, I'm trans. Or when I met these really good friends in sixth grade, they were both trans, and they were really nice people to hang out with. And I started like questioning my own gender because I didn't feel like I was like cis at all. Like I was like, I don't think that I'm cis anymore. I just didn't like being called like he, him, and I didn't really like dressing predominantly like male clothing anymore. And I tried to like phase that out of my wardrobe, and it like caused me a lot of anxiety to be seen and wearing male clothing.
As a parent or loved one to Kat, like it's our responsibility to grapple with that the extra like cognitive overhead that that provides, because it's a form of love and affection to say, I see you as a unique person, and I'm gonna make mistakes, and I'm gonna figure it out, but I'm not gonna give up, or I'm not gonna like throw in the towel. The work started like a long time ago. I think one of the reasons Kat felt comfortable coming out to us is that like from a very early age we set the message that's like, we'll love you no matter who you are, we'll love you no matter who you love, and like we just want you to be yourself. And so I think that since we had that already out in the open, I think it was easier for Kat to like be honest with us.